Let's do a little setting the bar story. Kelly, this is what?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. What's worse than catching a cheater red-handed? Whatever that answer is, it's our setting the bar story. So if you can manage, it's twofold too, all right? Wait till you hear this. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your wife and mother of your four kids, then you're doing okay.
That's bad. That's bad. Don't do that.
And if you can manage to make it through the day without catching your cheating husband and posting it on the internet with your kids in the car, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of emotions, a lot of things at play here. This woman in England, you can tell by her accent, literally caught her husband of 17 years in the back of his dad's work van.
Oh, gosh.
And posted the entire 2.5 minute video online.
There's video of
his, it. Now listen, there's no actual like nudity. But his he's Donald Duck in it, we'll say. He's Winnie the Pooh in it, we'll say.
Gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh.
So here, listen to some of this exchange.
We're done.
Get the woman, fucking van.
We're done.
Go on.
We're done.
Go on.
Did you hear him? We're done.
We're done.
Like,
we're done.
Like she's catching him and he's going, yeah, we're done. Like, are you, what? We're done.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. You watch. She's going all over Facebook. In the back of his dad's van. Cheating on me. His wife for 17 years, but last New Year with some bag.
No, it's not right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. And their four kids are in her car watching all this go down?
Yeah. So she drove over to maybe his dad's work, where the dad's work van was or whatever. And so the kids are in the car there, and you actually hear one of the kids like, is this where they are? In the thing. And so that's kind of heartbreaking.
It's awful. The kids should never have to be a part of that.
Yeah. So now listen, the woman who was in the back of the van too was completely clothed.
Okay.
And she kind of leaves the van and tries to reason with the wife. And
with the mad wife that you just got caught cheating with her husband? Oh, there's no reasoning, honey. Just go away.
No, go on, carry on. You want a show, you can have a show.
All right, it's over.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
what's over? You and her? This is going on Facebook. You watch.
Put the phone.
No.
You've got
no. No. No.
Your kids are in that car.
So? Yeah, exactly. Your kids are in that car.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, so this is like this is bad on bad.
Yeah, it's super bad. It's like, all the bad.
Right?
That is worse than bad.
Right? So, I mean, look, you know, there's emotions, obviously. She is irate.
Oh, yes. As rightfully so.
Yes, as rightfully so. Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe she just happened upon this. And that's why the kids are still in the car or whatever. Like, I don't know the circumstances of why they're there.
I'm hoping she didn't, like, take them on purpose to go catch their dad.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that that is not what she intended to do.
Yeah.
That's just how it played out.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, he is Winnie the Pooh in it. In the back of this van.
You can't be more guilty.
Right.
And if he's telling her, oh, we're done, why didn't you tell her you were done before all of that happened?
Break up
first before you go get a new girlfriend.
Well, anyways, yeah. Like I said, the other woman was completely dressed. And obviously
trying to have a nice conversation.
She was trying to have a nice conversation
with the irate wife.
And look, I don't want to get too in the weeds with what I'm about to say. But
we're in lots of weeds right now.
She is, the other. You can't see the wife's face. It's POV from her camera,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
But the person who's in the back of the van, I mean, she's not a hag looking person.
Does this make it better?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Not at all.
Are you trying to give him a high five?
No,
okay.
No,
she's
not at all.
Cute.
I'm just saying, like, in these instances, you always want them to be like, just trash and all that.
Right. Okay. So you're, what you're saying is she's probably a nice person.
Yeah, she's probably a nice
person.
She's
probably a lovely
maybe,
woman.
Maybe she didn't even know he was married. Who knows?
Had they not met under these circumstances.
Had they not met under these
circumstances. Like if they just met each other in a store, they would have been friends.
Are we
going down this hole? You want more of these stories, really?
Yeah, what's the craziest way you caught a cheater?
Oh my gosh. That's
kind of what I want to hear. All right?
Why?
That's kind of what I want to hear. That's kind of where I want to go.
This is so smutty.
Well,
we're diving into the deep end of smut.
Listen,
right now.
You know what our listeners want. They've literally told us that when we come to them with stuff that's too vanilla, they're checked out.
Too mild, they're like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm
out.
Need to bring
you guys
some
are saucy boring.
Content. Here's your saucy content.
Yeah, so craziest way you caught a cheater. We are already getting flooded. Flooded.
Oh, wow.
Becca, we see you. Jessica, David, yes, Hannah, Shelley. We'll get to all your stories coming up.
That's fun.
And if you've got one, 502-795-1997.
We're cleansing our lives from this, right?
Yeah,
cleansing.
for sure.
It's a cleansing thing.
So yeah, there you go. That's your study of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your wife and mother of your four kids, and if you can manage to make it through the day without catching your cheating husband and posting it all on the internet with your kids in the car, you're doing okay.
That is airing your dirty laundry.
That is airing your dirty laundry.